One man can change the world with a bullet in the right place.
Welcome back to the New Depew Podcast. My name is Max Fallis. God damn it, give it up for me. And I want to thank you for patiently waiting for this new episode. And I want to say welcome back to the table.
Who the fuck is that guy?
The one and only BBR Bagman. Hello, sir.
Hi there. I'm so happy to be here.
We've been quite busy. The world has
taken several attempts.
Yeah. Full disclosure, we fall asleep a lot. Like, hey, dude, you ready? I'm here. A lot of couch passing out. And we're both to blame, so it's mutual destruction. But we're here now, and we're going to try this on the 3rd of July. That's right. We're pulling the curtain back, ladies and gentlemen. We don't have to go to work tomorrow, so we get to record tonight. And we're happy. We're going to see how many of these we can bang out for you in a clip. And today,
we're going to record 27 episodes tonight, so nothing is going to be related to current events.
Yeah, it's all going to be all vintage. It's going to be vintage. So I want to start off by saying people really do win on Instagram contests.
Nice.
Yes.
Hey, but before that.
Okay.
We are proudly sponsored by Stuff and Things, fine makers of stuff and things.
Yes. Including the Shocker, which we're going to be talking about in an episode or two. So you can get your two in the pink and one in your stinks. But before that, we're going to talk about Wolfpack Armory. And the two items I luckily won, thanks to being tagged in a Instagram contest.
You're a big wiener.
Well, you tagged me in it, so it's kind of your fault. Thank you for putting my name in the hat.
And you got some pretty cool stuff, right? What'd you win?
Some real cool stuff, dude. So I won a charging handle and a muzzle device. That is the proper
term.
Yeah,
let's call it a muzzle device.
Yeah, muzzle device. So the first thing I'd like to talk about is the charging handle. Now, it's bigger than the original one that I had. Which is a fucking big bonus and a big plus, in my opinion. At least for me, it is.
It's bigger and blacker.
That's black. That's racist.
That's very true, since my original charging handle... Well, actually, no, the first one was black, then I went to blue, and then I went to this one. So, yeah. So, is there a name for this big bird style with the wider wingspan? Is that, like, a thing?
The oversized ambidextrous charging handle would be the generic term. Everybody puts their own name on it, and I don't know if you have it in front of you that you can look at it and see if there's a name on it, but it was made by the fine folks at Wolfpack Armory.
To answer your question, yes, it is in front of me.
Tactical ASMR.
Where would I be looking for a name other than right where their logo is on the top?
Yeah, probably right there where their logo is on the top. Doesn't say anything else?
No, it's just the icon logo right in the middle.
I mean, we can use the power of the Google.
So you think it's not made by Wolfpack Armory? You think somebody else is?
No, it is made by Wolfpack Armory, but it may have a actual product name.
Oh,
in addition to...
Yes, good question. Very good question.
Right.
Let me not lean on my keyboard, because that's destroyed.
They might call it, like, the Osmo 6000.
Yeah, let me go back in my folder of pictures where I have the screenshots stored. Or I can go to the Wolfpack Armory Instagram, because that's where it all goes down.
And I'm sure on their website.
Ooh, Wolfpack.
I believe what you have is the WPA Gas Blaster charging handle.
Gas blaster sounds very, very true. Very true. I think that is what you're talking about. I love this thing. Like, it got to the point of where I didn't even have to look at it to feel it. I could just feel it, which is great for, you know, reloading and recharging quickly.
On the fly.
Yep.
I think the design aesthetically looks cool, too, as opposed to the... Of course, it's comparing a low profile to a supersized variant, probably made purposely to be bigger and easier to catch. It's hitting all the boxes that it's supposed to be doing. And for a desert-eagled hand person like myself, I think it's great. And I would definitely acquire another one of these for the new build. And I was fascinated by the locking mechanism. A little ASMR for you right there. How you could just flip it up and you see the wings flap. The wings flap, ladies and gentlemen. Mm-hmm. But I like it. Thank you, Wolfpack Armory, for allowing me to enter and win your contest. The muzzle device will come in a different review because I have not yet used it, but I will soon. Yeah. People really do win on Instagram. Maybe that'll be the title.
Yeah.
People do win on Instagram.
The WPA Gas Blaster charging handle.
Okay.
Currently on sale, normally $59.99, according to their website at the time of this recording, $44.99. That is a very reasonably priced oversized charging handle. I think that's a great option for folks looking for that particular piece of kit.
Yeah, Max approved. Max recommended, as a matter of fact.
So the thing I'll be interested to see is the next time you take a class where you're running a sling and all that and see if you still like it as much, because some of the bigger ones tend to snag on gear and things like that. So we'll see how that jives with the rest of your equipment next time you're running it.
If you look at where I have the cutie, it's below it, so it shouldn't get in the way, unless you're referring to this side.
Not necessarily that, but think about where that that whole thing rests along your body.
Yeah.
Right?
I see what you mean.
So that oversized charging handle can snag on things. And I've had that happen with some of them.
Yeah. Really? Is that
why? But you're running a red dot and a magnifier, but that's the other nice thing is that you can run that magnifier really far back and not have it obstruct the standard charging handle. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
That oversized one compensates for that nicely.
You're compensating. See? There we go. We're getting back in a groove, ladies and gentlemen. Our dirty minds are syncing up now. The algorithms are in phase, as they say. Yeah, I could see how we could get caught. So, digging into your history, what's the original design for the charging handle? Is it someplace in between this big wide bird span and the little low profile? Like, what did it originally look like?
How far back do you want to go?
That's a good question.
If you go into the original design by Eugene Stoner and his team, it was a hook like this.
Okay.
That was under the rear sight. And you had to reach into the carry handle to grab that charging handle and pull it back. Ooh. That was pretty quickly replaced with something similar to what you see now, where it's at the rear of the receiver.
Right.
And has the one latch on the side to kind of hold it in place. It's a non-reciprocating charging handle, which means it doesn't fire or it doesn't move when the gun is fired. It doesn't move with the bolt.
Yeah, that was one of the things that I had to get used to it earlier on in my rifle shooting days is when I line
close it.
When I line it up, like I'm looking at, and then in the back of my mind is that's going to shoot back a little bit. So stay. But yeah, as you said, it's non-reciprocating, but you kind of think it's going to move when you line up your cheek to it. Ba-doom-ps.
Nice.
Thank you.
No, when I learned to shoot ARs, I was instructed to touch my nose to the charging handle, which is easier for me because I have a really big nose. But
the charging handle on the AK goes back and forth, right? That's reciprocal?
Correct. That is reciprocating because it's fixed and attached to the bolt or the bolt carrier. But yeah, so every time that moves, that charging handle moves with it.
Is the AR design the only rifle that does not reciprocate?
No, you've got lots.
Yeah.
Lots and lots and lots, yeah.
Okay.
Usually anything with a front charging handle. So things like the MP5, the G3, any of those HK series of firearms. There's a ton.
What's the one that Apollo Creed had in Predator? The one that everybody front slaps down?
MP5.
That's non-reciprocating, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. Yeah, I'd like to try cocking one of those to do the old official slap and see the...
The HK slap?
Yeah. Yeah, so you have the HK slap, the AK reach around, and then your standard charging handle on the AR.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like the Dougie, the Whip and Nay Nay.
The Charlie Brown. The Steven. Was it Cleveland Steamers? Yeah.
Mashed potato and the alligator.
And the rusty trombones, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, no.
Speaking of rusty, we're kicking off the dust because we're back at the microphone again. And this is my attempt at a segue to a sponsor code that you may have called up on your computer while you were looking up the Wolfpack Armory website.
Of course not. No. So how about we just launch into our sponsor, Stuff and Things. Go to stinkusa.com, stincusa.com, and use coupon code NEW2PEW, N-E-W, the number 2, P-E-W, and that will get you a discount site-wide on all the fabulous stuff and things they make.
Go get your Willy Wonka chocolate bar magazine, ladies and gentlemen. Get that golden ticket.
How about Super Sparrow water bottles? We had another water bottle sponsor, but they're gone now. Use coupon code BOTTLE15 at the link in the show notes. Again, you'll get a nice discount. Oh, look at you sipping out of the sponsored water bottle.
Sponsor ASMR.
Double-walled stainless steel. Keeps your drinks hot or cold. Comes with a straw and sippy top. Or a traditional cap if you prefer chuggle-a-guggling.
I'm a cap man. I tried the sippy. I didn't really like it.
Straws are for suckers.
Yeah, it's not for me. But maybe you, fellow listener, will enjoy the sippiness. I'm personally testifying that it's like 90 degrees here in the middle of July, and this thing has sat in my car all day and still maintained every single ice cube that I put in. Morning.
Go ahead, shake it.
Good shit.
Shake it. Shake it for the microphone.
That's right.
Listen to them ice cubes.
Stay cool, baby. All day long.